First, let's talk sport with Warwick. Warwick, in cricket, Steve Smith has been anointed as Michael Clarke's successor. Is he up to the job?
That's a very good question, Fran. If you'd asked that question after the second test at Lord's, where he scored a double century, yes. But after the fourth test, when he was getting out in the most precarious ways, I think he will be anointed captain and he will get that job. But he's got, like so many of the top six, if they survive the cull that's going to come at the end of this series, he's got to prove he can bat in all conditions. Now, Australia found themselves wanting considerably in what were known as English conditions, and they won't get those all the time. You know, in places like Australia, where the ball doesn't bobble around quite as much, Steve Smith will probably dominate and prove himself to be a great captain. In fact, Greg Matthews, the former Australian all-rounder, has said he will rank up alongside Mark Taylor and Ian Chappell by the time his captaincy reign is over. But like with everybody, are any of these Australians up to the job at the moment, Fran? The coach has put his hand up and said, Darren Lehman said, we made mistakes, we including Rodney Marsh, the chairman of selectors, and Pat Howard, who's head of cricket at Cricket Australia. It seems everyone's got a reason why Australia got smashed in this Ashes series, 3-1 with one test still to go. You know, there are claims that the wives and girlfriends caused upset within the team. There was claims that Michael Clarke was going to the ground in a car instead of on the team bus.
What is this, a schoolyard? I mean, they practice all day, every day. They get paid a fortune to hit the ball and they can't do it.
That's right, Fran.
Because their girlfriends are fighting? Please.
Yeah, look, you are spot on. And look, what it's all about is there was a mindset that they couldn't. And look, Michael DiVernuto, the batting coach, he must be tearing what's left of his hair out. When you see a ball swinging around the way it is, you just know what you've got to do. You've got to learn to leave. You've got to stick your head down and tough it out. And they weren't prepared to do it. And that's, you know, some people are saying, oh, that's because they're playing too much T20 cricket and so on. But Australia had won test matches up until this one. My father always said, you're only as good as the opposition will let you, Fran. And in this case, England did play extraordinarily well. And the Australians weren't prepared to knuckle down and do the hard things to combat that. And the results speak for themselves.
Yes, skills, skills, skills. Just briefly in swimming, Australia looking good in the pool ahead of the Olympic Games after a strong performance at the World Championship.
Yeah, Bronte Campbell has done what she hasn't been able to do for some time, and that's beat her big sister Kate. She did it in the 50 metres and the 100 metres freestyle, so she's ended up with 3 gold medals. Australia, by the proverbial fingernail again, Fran, in the men's relay, lost to the United States. That meant the United States win on the gold medal tally for this overall event. But and given what happened to the Australian swimming team at the London Olympics, this is very, very heartening ahead of Rio, and particularly for young Bronte Campbell, who's been in that shadow of a big sister for a long time, Fran.
Okay, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.